You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Speaking of money, before we get into our entree, I got to tell you a story about what happened Friday night. My stepdaughter, Zoe, turned 21. We took her out to dinner. There's four of us because her sister flew in. So we went out to dinner. Nice Persian restaurant. It's the best way I could describe it. It's similar to Indian food. It's so good. I mean, so good.
You had me at hummus when you were describing it earlier. Oh. I love me some hummus.
All of it was just so good. But here's a quick question for you. Are you and Nicole the type? Because there's two kinds of people out there. There are people who let a restaurant know when it's a birthday or anniversary, and those who don't. Because we are never say anything about it. But we don't want the crew to come out and sing happy birthday
or anything like that.
Are you guys, do you?
No.
Unless you take your kids,
I was going to say, it's just because our kids are, you know, 8 and 11. Yeah, we'll mention something. Because they usually get a little cake.
Okay, so here's the funny thing. Because we are both, Gretchen and I are both not, we don't say. But apparently, and she says she can't even believe that she did it. She made the reservation online. And I guess it just had a little thing on there.
Yeah,
you know, why are you coming in? What's the occasion? And without even thinking, she just wrote birthday.
Yep.
She wasn't thinking about them coming over and making a to-do out of it.
Today's your special day. What are you going to do?
Listen, to their credit, the restaurant did not do that. But our server came over after the meal, and he had a little long plate with some baklava on there and a couple of candles.
Cute.
And we were surprised. We were like, wait a minute. And we're all looking at each other like, who told the waiter, you know, that it was...
It's your birthday.
And so I'm looking over at the sister who had flown into town. She goes, I didn't say anything. And we asked the server, we go, how did you know? He goes, it was in the thing online when you made your reservation.
And your wife went, oh, palm the
forehead. She did. Palm the forehead. She
was like, wait, who cares? You got a free baklava out of it, right?
Yeah, but this is why I'm telling the story. Because then, a couple of moments later, the server came over and gave me the check and walked off. And I will usually glance at it just to make sure it's ours. Mm-hmm. And plus, it was a huge order. I mean, it was an expensive meal. Okay, it was expensive. Yeah. And I'm just glancing at it, and I see on there, birthday baklava,
$7. Oh, no, they did? That's a jerk move.
So I'm like...
You didn't request that. You didn't order it.
Birthday baklava, $7.
That's a jerk move,
so,
man.
So for the next, 3 minutes, we have a four-way conversation talking about, have you ever heard of this before? No, I've never heard of this before.
Tell me you called him over and said, take that off. We didn't actually order this.
That was the next round in the 3 minutes of discussion.
I would have called him over.
Do I make a scene?
Yes.
I don't want to make a scene, but do I just ask, say, hey, look, this was very nice, and we enjoyed the hell out of the baklava, but it was not ordered. How can you put that on the check? I'm sitting there wondering what the hell I'm going to do. Went on and on and on. The server standing on the other side of the room, looking over to see if I ever set the check down.
Yeah.
The way this story ends is that once again, Gretchen says, "Well, let me see that," and she takes the check from me. She goes, hey, moron, look down at the bottom.
Oh, was it minus $7.99?
Yes.
Or it was? All right. Now you had me all fired up.
I know, because I was going, this is not right.
This is an outrage.
And of course they had it on there like that because they got to keep track of, inventory.
Of how
and
much baklava
like
they're, handing out.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was $7 for birthday baklava.
Okay,
and then all the way down at the bottom was... discount or whatever, birthday baklava,
okay.
Minus seven.
I was ready to ask you for the name of this restaurant so I could Yelp on your behalf. That was mad as hell. Yeah, you don't do that. Well, I'm good.
This should almost be a different segment for our show. Instead of what we were going to do, we should say, what was the most outrageous thing that ever happened to you at a restaurant?
Right.
For me, it was having to pay for birthday baklava.
What did that meal end up costing you?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, sure. You said it was a very expensive meal. It was very important.
With tip?
Yeah. What'd that set you back?
With tip, it was about $250.
Dang, that's quite the birthday dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see me doing that at Red Robin for my kids.
And I was the only one having alcohol. Nobody else
drank
anything.
Wow. Dang.
There was two adult beverages on that.
Got a bit of a problem, Dom? No.
Two beverages in 2 hours?
I'm the only one drinking tonight. Who's drinking with me? No wonder the receipt was a little blurry, and no wonder you weren't in the right mind.
I was going to say, if they had put one more adult beverage on there, I wouldn't have minded the $7 for the baklava.
That's so funny. Well, I'm glad they didn't sing and do the whole rigmarole, because that truly is the worst. And I mean, the restaurants that I go to, there's one in particular where they wheel out a saddle. I don't know if they still do this. I see the saddle when I'm in the restaurant. They wheel out the big saddle that you're supposed to sit on, like a horse saddle.
What restaurant is that? Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse. It sure is.
Is it? Okay.
And they do the thing where they all come out and they're clapping and you got to sit on this thing and look like an idiot. That's so embarrassing. And then doesn't the fort do the thing where they bring out the big buffalo hat or whatever with the horns on it? You got
to
wear that.
They used to.
Hat.
I haven't been to the fort in several years, but they used to bring out the horned hat.
Yeah, and you get your picture.
Sit
and
there and wear that.
Like an idiot. Which I feel like in a place like that, where it truly is like a very nice place to go to and it is an expensive dinner, that they wouldn't do that shtick, because it kind of brings you down a notch to have somebody sitting there with that goofy hat on, because it's such an incredible place. It's like, why would they do that?
You know how many listeners we have right now who spent, you know, some of their formative years as a server in a restaurant, and they still to this day have the birthday song memorized.
Please call us immediately and sing the birthday song.
If you can still remember the birthday song that you had to sing over and over again, yes, when you worked at a particular restaurant, because a lot of restaurants have their own unique song, right?
Yep.
What was the one you were doing a minute ago?
I was just pulling that out of my butt.
Happy birthday.
Today's your special day. Let's go out and play. You know, it's
you have
stupid.
Got to call your boys. I would rather play the birthday songs from restaurants than do the segment we were going to do.
Yeah, we're totally shifting on the fly, so if you don't call, this is going
to
flop.
Do you have a song for me to hear?
I did find the Applebee's one, I think. Let's see if we can hear this. There's, like, again, a lot of clapping going on. Oh boy. And you know, you got to sit there and you're staring up at them like, please make it stop. I'd like to go home now.
And the funny thing is, if you're on that staff and you've got to do that, let's say, 3 or 4
yes,
times every night, times 4 or 5 shifts
you're
a
like,
week.
Not again.
I mean, that's why there's turnover in those restaurants. I mean, with the employees.
I want to quit tonight. We used to do that thing, you know, in high school, and, you know, a lot of us would go out, all the, you know, my buddies and stuff, to a restaurant. We'd always designate, like, before we went in, like, tell them it's so-and-so's birthday and tell them, you know, have you ever done that? I know coworkers do that a lot, too. It's like a fun little office prank that whenever you go out, it's always like the same guy's birthday.
Well, you were talking about the fort. We had a staff dinner up there many years ago, and we just randomly told the server that it was our program director's birthday.
Yeah.
It wasn't, and they made, you know, they brought out the big horny
hat. Somebody grab the hat.
All that other stuff. Kay wrote in. She goes, we went to dinner for my birthday last December. They brought cake and dessert wine. We finished it. All of us trying to figure out, how did they know? And then we finally realized it should have gone to the young couple at the table next to
us. Whoops. Like, what are the odds? They're just sitting there. Did you tell them? I didn't tell them.